The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Tonight, at the beginning of our evening, I'm going to give what I hope is a brief and what I hope is an encouragement talk. At least that's what's on the schedule to do. As I saw all of you pop onto the screen, I felt a feeling that I don't really have a name for. Maybe it was a kind of appreciation. An appreciation of every single one of us showing up as ourselves. There's not one person on this screen this evening who is like any other person on the screen. And yet we're all united by some kind of a shared intention to be together as a Sangha in this practice of realizing our awakened nature, the awakened nature that has been here forever, and which every once in a while shows itself to us in an undeniable way. For most people that I've encountered through my life, when the awakened nature shows up, because there's no framework for it, it fades away. But Zen gives us a framework for recognizing this amazing thing that happens to everyone. What a book that I found many years ago calls the common experience, the experience of things turning upside down in a certain way, or of being revealed. And there are as many ways to experience this as there are human beings. So some of us here are at Sesshin for the very first time. And some of us have been to many, many Sesshin. And some of us think this is a short Sesshin, and some of us think this is an endlessly long one. And in the officers' meeting earlier today, which we have before breakfast, somebody on the team talked about something that had happened at Sesshin yesterday morning. I love that because it was actually this morning. But time and space have this funny way of turning somersaults, becoming unpredictable, becoming unimportant. I wanted to read to you tonight a little passage about Matsu and his famous response to the monk in the koan that we looked at today. When the monk says, "What is Buddha?" Oh, it's actually Dame, a named person. Whenever there's a named person in a koan, that's kind of significant. Most of the time they're monks, which means they're all of us. So any of us could have asked this next question asked by a monk to Matsu. The monk says, "Master, why do you say that mind is Buddha? Why do you say it?" And Matsu answers, "To keep babies from crying." That's an interesting response. It sounds a little bit like a disrespect. But I think it's pointing to the way that Matsu finds his way into all of his students' hearts. Some of us need to hear the good news. We need to hear that your mind, our mind, is in fact Buddha, and it's comforting. It stops babies from crying. And then this wonderful monk asks, "What do you do when they stop crying?" So maybe you've heard the news that mind is Buddha and you find some comfort in it, or maybe you've heard the news that mind is Buddha and it just baffles you. It doesn't make any difference. However you meet these words is how you meet them. Perfect. Comprehending or not comprehending. So when this monk says, what do you do when they stop crying? Matsu says, I say, no mind, no Buddha. Another way of encountering this same truth. There's nothing here to hold on to. What's mind? What's Buddha? Don't get caught. And then the monk says, okay, without using either of these two teachings, which you're kind of famous for, how would you instruct someone? And then Matsu says, I would say that it's not a thing. Another famous answer, actually, which was said by a different teacher, not mind, not Buddhas, not things. And then the monk persists, just like I hope you all persist. If suddenly someone who is in the midst of it, came to you, then what would you do? The midst of what, we might ask? Well, the midst of this practice that we're all doing in our own unique and personal way. We say this practice isn't personal, but it is arising as unique in all of our histories and personality patterns. You can only do it like you do it. No one else can do it for you, as we say. So what if someone who was in the midst of it, maybe someone who'd had a realization or someone who was really lost, what would you do? If they came to you, what would you do? And Matsu says, I would teach that person to experience the great way. And for me, that's the bottom line. What we're all learning how to do here is to experience the great way, to be directed towards it, to be nudged towards it, to be pushed towards it, to be gently encouraged towards it. As teachers, we have to find the key that unlocks the particular door to your heart. This is not a one-size-fits-all practice. So we throw a lot of words out. We throw a lot of teachings out. And you know, I think so many of you on the screen know this, that every once in a while, something somebody says or something we read in the sutra book or something that comes up in a koan just really hits us, connects with us. It's the last night of our sesshin. Tomorrow morning, we'll practice some more, and then we'll move off into our separate lives. We don't know what's going to happen. There are so many hours left, so many minutes left, so many seconds left. So what can you do to follow Matsu's instructions and fully experience the great way? It's so simple and straightforward, it's almost amusing. The basic instruction, to sit upright and unmoving, to stay present with your own body, breath, and mind, heart, and just ride that horse, stay on the saddle until it's time to dismount and go on with the rest of your life. Later on, a ghost will appear. If those of you who have never been to sesshin before may be surprised to hear that we're going to meet a ghost. But that ghost has some important instructions for us. To value your life as it's arising. Maybe mind is Buddha is the thing that touches you, or no mind, no Buddha, or it is not a thing, or you're inspired by really wanting to know, what is this? Or maybe you've just given up and you're so tired, all you want to do is lie down and sleep. All of these things are your path to the great way. And even though all of our paths are unique, we walk them together, supporting each other by our presence. You can have faith in this, that you're an important part of this retreat simply by being here. So be here fully. Thank you.